It's episode 194, and we've got plugins for custom Facebook feeds, parallax post scrolling, back-end code configurators, page timelines, and a JavaScript effects creator that doesn't require a single stitch of code. It's all coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. And welcome back to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode. I'm your host, John Overall, and with me is my co-host,
Marcus Couch. Nice to be back on the show with everyone.
And we've got the usual great lineup of plugins for you today. But of course, let's get right off the top with the usual stuff. Don't forget, you can get the show notes over at WPPluginsA2Z.com. Or if you got a couple of minutes, we would greatly appreciate a review over on Stitcher Radio or in the iTunes Store.
That's right. We appreciate all your reviews and greatly appreciate them. They help us stay in the top five within WordPress podcasts. And that's very important to us because we like to, you know, give plugins back to the community, and the more people that listen to the show, the easier WordPress becomes for them because of their plugin knowledge. So remember to leave us a review on the iTunes Store, and also remember you can follow the show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z.
And also, don't forget, we are WordPress professionals. I myself make a living doing WordPress websites, helping fix the broken ones after they've been hacked, attacked, or cracked. So if that's happened to you, you can give me a call for emergency WordPress support. Pick it up at 818-850-7729.
Absolutely. And remember, you can use GoDaddy promo code PLUGIN295 to get $2.95.com domain names. Just enter the promo code at checkout for instant savings. That's any .com domain for under $3. So while you're listening to the show, if you've got a few minutes, go ahead and head on over to GoDaddy right now. Check out the domains they've got to offer, some of the other packages, hosting, the like, a lot there. And remember to use PLUGIN295.
All right, and it looks like we've got some fun happening this weekend. Oh, actually, no, it's one of those other boring conventions, isn't it?
Well, yes. It is going to be WordCamp Central Mothership in San Francisco. I don't think that's the official name, but I like to call it that.
So I will be there. Everybody's flocking to the mothership.
That's right. I'll be there after a brief seven-hour drive. And I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to meeting all of the people that I've talked to on the various podcasts that I do in person, and plug-in developers, and making complaints in person to people about stuff, and even meeting some of the listeners there. So it's going to be a great experience for me. I've never experienced it as far as the San Francisco WordCamp. I'm going to be bringing a microphone and maybe talking to a few people, and hopefully I can get Matt to leave us a promo or something like that.
That would be sweet. So, Matt, you're listening. Prepare yourself. Marcus is coming for you.
That's right. That's right.
All right. Well, WordCamp San Francisco would be a lot of fun. I'm hoping to make one year. It's a little bit further for me to get to it, about a 14-hour drive, give or take. But I'll put it into my to-do list in the next year or two. At any rate, I think that's pretty much all we got for this week, right?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, I'll be back next week and have the full rundown, and we'll have State of the Word directly from Matt about some of the new stuff that's coming within WordPress. Yeah. So I'm sure next show it's going to be chock full of news. The WordPress world is going to be freaking out, yeah. I'm sure.
It should be. But always is after WordCamp San Francisco.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And maybe 4.1 might even drop. Who knows?
It might
drop a bomb.
All right. Well, then I guess it's time to head on into the meat and potatoes.
That's right.
Off we go. All Okay, the first plugin I've got this week here is called Custom Facebook Feed. And while I've been hunting for quite some time to find a decent plugin that would do a decent job of displaying Facebook feeds in the sidebar widgets or wherever you want to place it on the website, it's been a bit of a challenge. And this plugin is so far one of the better ones that I've come across. It allows you to easily set up and install without all the grief of having to create a Facebook app. This one, all you have to do with it is go get your Facebook ID, and these guys make it very simple. They got a little link within the setup that says click here for Facebook app. All you need is a URL to the Facebook page that you're going to be creating the feed from. It gives you the Facebook ID code. You insert that. You do a couple of minor configurations to it, and then you grab a short code that they create for you, and you place it wherever you want the feed to display. Sidebars, widgets, pages, posts, wherever you want this feed to suddenly display. It allows you to opt in for numerous controls over the look and feel and display. And with some additional CSS tweaks, you can have this feed fitting right into your website as if you, you did do some customizations to make it look so much better than that plain blue box that comes from Facebook widget. So this is a nice way to spiff up your Facebook feed, and it's Custom Facebook Feed, and I give it a 4 Dragon rating.
Nice. I don't know about Facebook.
it's got its uses. It really does. And there's some communities where it's almost an essential component in some communities.
But, okay, so does this this is a full community then, right? This is the community.
Well, it's I haven't put it up on WP Plugins A to Z site to bring in the feed from our WP Plugins Facebook's page.
Yeah.
But by bringing in the feed from your Facebook page, especially in some communities, when people hit your website, they can either jump right over to Facebook and integrate, or right there on the page, they can post or repost the snippets into their Facebook timeline.
Thereby
promoting you out more. So.
All right. Well, I don't know. I mean, how's the activity on our Facebook page, by the way?
It's actually been increasing pretty dramatically over the last few weeks.
Nice.
I think we're somewhere in the neighborhood of 70 or 85 likes. Yeah, thinking of which, folks, go out there and like us on Facebook. You know, boost it up for us.
Right. Well, we would appreciate that a great deal. So where are we at, John? We've got a cool new plugin that I want to bring to the table. A lot of people are talking about, I'm talking about parallax scrolling, and more we're seeing a lot of this different type of design element where basically you scroll down the page and the image or whatever it is, the site section kind of moves just slightly a little bit, or maybe sometimes you move your mouse and it kind of nudges. I think you've maybe seen these types of effects, eh, John?
I'm actually designing two projects right now in Parallax.
Ah, well, maybe give this one a shot. This is called Parallax Scroll. It allows you to create a header or a custom post or page with a complete scrolling parallax background.
Yep.
And it's just a short code. That's as simple as that. So you install it, you put the short code in. There's different instructions on exactly what you can embed with a short code. And it works. It's just a simple, lazy plugin. Set it, forget it, rock it. And it gives you complete parallax ability. I am very curious, John. I'd love to see a theme like Kubrick or something like that turned into a parallax.
That would be entertaining because I remember Kubrick.
I would love to see that. That would be great. So I rated it a perfect 5 out of 5.
Very nice. Yeah, Parallax, I had a client approach me 3 or 4 months back, and they were wanting Parallax, and we did a lot of research, and we finally came up with a Parallax theme that actually does the job that allows you to still maintain all the benefits of SEO that some of the Parallax seems to lose. So that was one of the things that we were digging through for it, was how Parallax is changing the web, but how you don't want to lose what you've already created. So.
Yeah, you don't want to make it go away as far as what your actual website is supposed to be.
Yeah.
This is not the new Flash, people.
It's being treated like the new Flash, though. It is.
Yeah, I know.
A lot
don't abuse it.
A lot of websites I hit to, they're using Parallax for no other reason than it's cool.
Okay. Yeah, no kidding. So check it out. It's called Parallax Scroll. It's totally free, by the way. And the link is in the show notes.
All right. The next plugin I've got here is a premium plugin. This is one that I purchased some time back and I use on a regular basis. It's called WHMCS WordPress Integration. And what this one's for is basically if you run yourself a small hosting business, you probably use WHMCS, which is a web hosting management console system for your billing and everything else. Well, that does not integrate into WordPress at all. They're two separate PHP platforms. What this plugin does is it creates a great bridge between the two. So you can call over all of your WHMCS information, put it into your WordPress website, and your customers don't have to log into two different web pages to log in to manage their accounts, pay their bills, or place orders, or upgrade, downgrade, whatever they're going to do. And I've been sitting on the plugin for quite some time, but a couple months back, I finally got around to going through the full integration and getting it hooked up into my website. It does take a bit of work to make it work right, and you are limited with the theming system from WHMCS is which one will integrate with WordPress, but all in all, it worked great. It was a great integration, smooth. I like the way it worked. Check it out. It's from WHMU Dev or WPMU Dev, and they do some really great plugins, and I gave this a 4 Dragon rating.
Very nice. Very nice. I'm going to check that one out myself. Yeah. That's cool. Well, one thing that I've been playing around with is doing some JavaScript effects, stuff like scrollers and slideshows and playing around with some fonts and stuff. But I don't know JavaScript. I'm sorry, but I just never really got around to doing that and learning that. Not in a programming sense as far as development of effects. And I'm sure that a lot of listeners out there to this show are in the same boat because you don't really want to get your hands dirty with a lot of code. That's why you really like plugins. So this one is really, really cool. It's called Effect Maker, and it allows you to do all of that. Basically, scrollers, messengers, fonts, hooking into other kind of back-end stuff, making your own little customizations of chats and stuff and making stuff fly around the screen. Pretty cool. You can put web fonts in it, do your own custom HTML and CSS3 setup within it. And it even has a pro version, but I played around with the free version and it was pretty cool. So check it out for yourself. It's called Effect Maker. It allows you to do JavaScript with no development skills at all. And I rated it a 4 out of 5.
It looks like that could be a lot of fun to play with.
Absolutely.
Something to check out when I've got a little more time on my plate. Okay. The final one I've got here is referred to us by Kyle Maurer, and it's called Betterfy. And, well, the name sort of explains itself, I guess. And what it's designed to do is to make your WordPress website better with magic, I assume, or maybe it's simply what it does is in the back end, it helps correct the code issues that might be there, little bits of conflict. Here's a sample rundown of the features. It fixes serial CSS class conflicts, reduces load caching errors, optimizes search parameters, cleanses nuance variants, and improves global path modules. And it does this without requiring you to configure a single setting. Basically, you just install it, activate it. It does seem to work. I threw it into my sandbox page. I haven't thrown it into a live site to see what happens, but my sandbox page, sandbox website has somewhere in the neighborhood of 190 plugins installed, about half activated, and mass amounts of junk because I just threw everything in there. And the page did seem to load a little faster after I did that, so you know, results may vary, so give it a try. Betterfy, I gave it a 4 Dragon rating.
Absolutely. That is cool. I'm going to try that one.
Yeah.
Definitely. Man, it's like all these load errors that I've been having on sites and things like that.
It may help. You never know.
So the last one I've got here for you is pretty cool as well. It's called Timeline Express. It allows you to create kind of a vertical animated timeline of all your announcement posts. You simply kind of create these announcement posts and set the date and the publish time. And then as you scroll down, this populates in chronological order based on the date that you have. So you can kind of limit the announcements displayed based on any kind of criteria as far as that goes. But if you're really wanting to make something that is a nice timeline of events or documents or things like that, this is just a really nice presentation, really nice way to do it. I've always looked for something like this. I talked about a couple of weeks ago this family tree plugin, and this is sort of like that, but just only in a timeline, kind of a vertical sense. But even so, I gave this one a perfect 5 out of 5.
That's pretty cool. Could be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Yeah. And by timeline, you know, I'm talking about you could do the history of your company or the events that you've attended in WordCamps and things like that, or the races that you've run, or anything like that. So there's a lot of cool stuff in the applications that you could do to it that's not so Facebook-y, but it's definitely allows you to kind of present things in a chronological fashion. It could even be versions of a program or a plugin or things like that.
Pretty cool. All right, well, I'll wrap it up. I covered up in this show the custom Facebook feed, which I gave a 4 rating to. It allows you to display Facebook feeds in more of a customized manner than the standard widget. WHMCS WordPress integration, which integrates WHMCS into your WordPress website, which I gave a 4 rating to. And then Betterfy, which makes your WordPress website better, and I gave that a 4 rating.
And I talked about Parallax Scroll, which allows you to take advantage of some of that new parallax technology that's out there for your site. Gave that a perfect 5 out of 5. Effect Maker allows you to do JavaScript effects without any code whatsoever. Gave that one a 4 out of 5. And Timeline Express, which allows you to do vertical timelines in a really nice presentational style. And I gave that one a perfect 5 out of 5.
And of course, commercial time. If you're tired of the same old stock photography, time for a change. Check out Canada Stock Photo and get yourself some unique, not found anywhere else, stock photo images at canadastockphoto.com. Images added on a regular basis and very affordable, so give it a try.
About that, John, talking into a mic, into a loaded mic. Use GoDaddy promo code PLUGIN30 to save 30% on any hosting plan, any term length. And if you want to throw domains in there, SSLs or anything like that, it still applies to your total order, not just hosting or things like that. But hosting is an ideal thing to use it on. So make sure you use GoDaddy code PLUGIN30 and save 30% right now.
Hey, and don't forget, if you're not getting your daily dose of WordPress news, check out the WP plugins daily at wpnews.wpmedic.ca. And if you got a couple of minutes, we would greatly appreciate the reviews over at iTunes, Blueberry, and Stitcher Radio.
That's right. And how can they contact us, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com or send me an email to john@wppro.ca.
You can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com. Twitter is at marcuscouch. Remember to also listen to me on WordPress Weekly at WP Tavern and follow this show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z.
That's all we've got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.